It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, we're not afraid here on Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, each and every day here on RBN Network, making sure you know us what, and giving you kind of a perspective. Now, let me share with you what my concern is that you understand what's happening. This is what we're going to do today. We have Sheila Dean from Beat the Chip. She's going to be calling in at the first break, and we'll pick her up when we come back. And she has a website called beatthechip.blogspot.com. If you go beatthechip.org, I think it goes to it too. She writes every now and then for Freedom's Phoenix. She called last night. She was very concerned that somebody go down to the Arizona State Legislature today. The Senate is meeting as a whole to pass call it an immigration bill. I mean, it's all about the immigration. Immigration, immigration, immigration. It has nothing to do with immigration. I have been dealing with this since forever. In 2003, I had Senator Russell Pierce on. I think he was House Appropriations Chairman at the time. And he was pushing an immigration bill. It's called Prop 200. The last paragraph in that is what I was concerned with. Everything, blah, 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 immigrants, immigrants, and immigrants, and immigration, and immigrants. And at the very end of it, and it was only about a page and a half. It wasn't a real long bill. But the main part of this thing, any interface with the state government had to be done with an identification that was cleared by the United States federal government as having you as a citizen. What do you think that is? I mean, what do you call that? You have a state ID that is cleared through the federal government. Of you or whatever, it doesn't even matter. I mean, I don't even care that you have two eyes. I mean, you know that your skin covers your bones or something. I mean, it doesn't matter. You send it to national. You got a national ID card. This is not hard to understand, is it? Now, Russell Pierce, you know, he and I, we see each other on a regular basis. I see him at different functions. He knows. I know he's full of it. The guy's smart. He was a police officer. That one time, and he was shot in the line of duty at a robbery or something like that, and you know he's recovered. He's cool. I think his son's law enforcement, and you know he's East Valley. He's part of the Mormon community out there. Has a large support base. Conservative Constitution immigrants. You know the type, okay? But the Lord done said, and I'm telling you from the beginning, he has been pushing for this national ID. I give you evidence number one. He was director of the Motor Vehicle Department. As director of the Motor Vehicle Department, he pushed through, wanted to advocate, got to get, you know, link up your driver's license with Social Security number. Federal. Why? Why? What the heck was that all about? Now, there's so much pushback on that. They go, okay, we won't put the actual number at the top. We'll use another. You know, I prefer not to have my Social Security number on my card. So they were linked anyway. It's just a different number. And of course, it's like, well, I can find it anyway. I know, but I'm not helping you. So this is what this battle has been about. RDs. None of that matters. This whole immigration, you think they care? Are they on the border? Are they stopping them after actually coming in? No. They're 60 miles north of the border on a parallel highway with it, no less. No. This is about marking the cattle. We'll talk about it when we come back.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Oh, yeah. Your smile speaks books to me. Break up. Religion.
Yeah, that would be a breakthrough. Yeah, we can make you smile a little bit. That wouldn't hurt, but, I mean, you know, maybe not today. Maybe not today. I'm telling you, I want to share with you something that has been of great concern to me for a long time. I understand. I've told this story before. It was just real quick. In the late 90s, there was on the internet a letter that was going around from a grandmother that was dying of cancer that was sending a message to her 3-year-old granddaughter that her daughter would not let her associate with, because all her life was, you know, she had problems and mad at her mom because she didn't want to get a social security number for her child. It was harder. She couldn't get a job when she was younger, and she got whatever she couldn't do because she didn't have that, and I hate mom. Okay. So what happened was I the letter that she sent to her granddaughter is pretty simple. It just says, look, I did this because I understood what was coming and I wouldn't advocate for and blah, blah, blah. And I remember the one line that I remember. Of course, the rancher wants to number his cattle. Of course, they want to know the health of each one of their sheep. Of course, they want to know where they are all at. Of course, they want to be able to bring them in for slaughter and shearing, you know, once a year or whenever, or milking daily or whenever they whatever they need something from them. They want to be able to find them, go get them, bring them in, take what they need and go and slaughter or shearing something. Of course. And the beginning of that is a number. It is an ID. The Bible, you know, even warns us of this. Do not take the number of the beast. Well, they're so well, as long as they don't put it in my forehead or back of my hand, I guess it's okay. Really? You know, I mean, so I'm I can see where this is going. You know, I understand. I get it. So what happened was I started doing radio in February of 2003. What's July 15th? So that would be, you know, like 6 months later. You know, 5-6 months later, I have the Arizona House Appropriations Chairman. His name is Russell Pierce. He's now a senator, a state senator. There's a community activist that was working with him on a thing called Prop 200. It was an anti-immigration. We hate immigrants, all right? His name was Rusty Childress, and he is part of family and one of the guys that owns Childress Buick and Childress, you know, big car dealership. He has some money, all right? Nice enough guy, know these guys, and then an anti-immigration activist named Henry Esparza, which was Hispanic. Now, they went on the radio show for a couple hours in describing their opposition to immigration in the United States and, you know, why and what for, okay? Now, I pulled up the article. Now, keep in mind, you know, I've just been a talk show host 5-6 months. You know, I'm going at doing best I can. And we're getting to the part. It's hard for me in this old – it doesn't let me, you know, do minutes. I just kind of got picking there. I know this is about where I'm talking about what was the actual verbiage in this initiative that everybody kept glossing over. Nobody was talking about. Russell Pierce knew exactly what he was doing. Keep in mind, at this time, Janet Napolitano had just become Arizona governor. This, to think that the R's and D's are separate on this thing, that they are, oh, no, we wouldn't work with them. They're, you know, you go high enough on the pyramid, it's the same people wanting the same things. All these other little ancillary issues, they're just, you know, ouch, quit it. They couldn't possibly care less. They're just distractions. You know, like flag burning or something being the 88 campaign presidential number one issue. Are you kidding me? This is when I started to wake up as a young man. I'm going, That's the number one issue, really, seriously. Oh, no, you got to have an opinion on flag burning. You can't do anything without doing the flag burning, okay? Now, Sheila Dean is on, and I'm going to go ahead and play. Sheila, I got you there? Sheila?
Good morning.
Good morning, Sheila. Now, Sheila, tell us about your site real quick. I want to play this clip, you know, but let's see. Let's go ahead and do this clip, and we'll discuss it, because I want to hear about your site, okay? There we go. Now, this is in the, this MP3, it's hard for me to select it, so we might have to listen a little bit more than I wanted to, but here we go.
You'll be interested in this. You hear me talk a lot about when Don Bowles got killed here, they did a bunch of reporters called the Investigative Reporters and Editors Group. They came in from all over the country, took over the whole top floor of the Adams Hotel, and spent months here. They did an enormous investigation of corruption here in Arizona, and one of the guys from Detroit wrote a book called The Arizona Project. You go to www.ire.org, and you'll see the Arizona Project there. They're out of the Midwest, the headquarters. And I've read the book. Fascinating. What it did is it linked all the political heads, U.S. senators, and his initials were Barry Goldwater, and his brother, what was his brother's name? Barry's brother, Robert. Now, what happened was they've tracked that a lot of the illegal immigration to when they had Arrowhead Ranch that now has nice homes up there used to be orchards. Now, these orchards and so on were manned by illegal immigrants that they brought in by the truckloads. It was all part, when you did any investigation, you had the Border Patrol or INS, and you start to find out that they just stopped. Why? Because it benefited the people up top that you're asking to help you. They are part of the problem. The government is the problem. They are the ones in charge of this problem, Rusty.
The government endorses this problem. They are the problem. There's no doubt about it. And we want them to be part of the solution, and we're going to force them to weigh in on this thing and become part of the solution.
Now, force them. The thing is that whenever you create a power that you give the government, there's always someone that wants to be in control of that power to their end. I'm saying eliminate the power. I see too much power going on here, and a national ID card is just another level of power.
You remember in Watergate, there was a Deep Throat, and he said, follow the money.
Oh, yeah, an easy way to find out.
And follow the votes here. That's the two things. People say, well, why is this problem so pervasive? Follow the money and follow the votes, and you'll figure it out.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, it's so simple. And you'll say, well, you know what, it leads up to these, like, Democrat guys. And I'll go, you know what, and the guys behind them are the same guys that are behind the Republican guys. It's statist. It's collectivist. It's government. There is no label. They don't care what they got an RD on their blazer. They just want control.
Ernie, you know, you hit some soft spots there, and you absolutely...
This is Senator Pierce.
Just the left on this issue. There is sin on the left and the right because they want the political process to be affected and folks to come here for obvious and lots of reasons. The right wants cheap labor, and you're right. It's on both sides. But the bottom line is citizens are tired of it. You know, the last Roper poll showed that 85% of the American citizens want something done about illegal immigration. Only 20%, 15 to 20% of the politicians feel it's a serious problem. Clearly, they're out of step with their electorate. And that's why we've chosen to go to the people, because they know the problem. They live with the problem. This is about protecting citizens, the Arizona economy. This is about safe neighborhoods. This is about the quality of life. This is about respect for the law. This is about doing the right thing. And if you look at California, and I hate to talk about California, and think anything in California fits or compares to Arizona. But the truth is, we have a lot of similarities, unfortunately. But the California folks, even they who we consider liberal, they, when they're given a chance to vote in secret at the polls, they've rejected affirmative action. They've rejected benefits to illegals. They have stood tall by a large majority, two-thirds of the votes. And that's what's going to happen in Arizona. People are tired. I talk to people every day. All of us do. We're returning hundreds of phone calls. People are tired, fed up, and they want to know, where do I sign?
And you're absolutely right. And I want to make sure that's what the show is about. We go to the kernel of the truth here.
Okay, now this is where I'm going to leave it. When we come back, I'll play it. This is a good lead up to it. You know, it's good enough, close enough place for us to stop. We're going to go into a break here in about a minute. When we come back, I'm going to play you the part about the initiative. That's where it gets into where I read the actual paragraphs that I'm concerned with. Keep in mind, this is 7 years ago. This is back. I saw this coming. Russell Pierce has been beating this drum forever under the name of immigration. Immigration is not a problem right now here. They all left. They went to Mexico. Find jobs. I mean, construction is done here. You know that all this. You know, they're all in the corners. You know, waving. You know, hire me kind of thing. That's way down on the list now. This is about being able to track everybody. Papers, please. I'll prove it to you when we come back. They started this a long time ago. Who's in charge of this? Where's the focus of this? There's some, and we're going to have some guests on next week. That after all this is kind of, you know, I could only schedule them for next week, but we'll go ahead and get to the meat of this thing. There's something behind it, and you need to know who. We'll be right back.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Yeah, let's take a look. There's something going on. I'm telling you, they're not blatant about it and telling you exactly what's what. They are manipulating. This immigration issue has been going on for a long time. It's a, you know, they've used it throughout history on, it's always them. You know, there's, who's the funny looking people? You know, are they too short, too tall? They got all the same color of hair? Is it different kind of something? I mean, what is it? America, it's getting more difficult to be able to do that. We get the census form, and what do they say? You know, what kind of Hispanic are you? The two of 10 questions, two of them have to do with your race. And one is about your race, mark your race. The other one is about what kind of Hispanic are you? I'm like, oh, seriously. And, you know, and they don't have, somebody sent me an email from listening to the show yesterday, and they said, how come they didn't have, you know, American on there as an option? Yeah, good question. So let's go ahead, and I'll get to you in just a second, Sheila, but I want to make sure that we listen to this, and we're getting right to the meat of it. Hopefully it'll just be a couple minutes here.
Kernel of the truth here. I want them to know what's going on. This is what you are signing on to. I signed the petition. I sign all of them now. You know, I just said, yeah, put it on there so I have a chance to not vote for it or not. Heck, you're, you know, lucky if you get me to the polls, I go vote at all. So the thing is that, because I don't see it, that's where change is going to come. It's going to come from economics. That's my opinion.
7 years
ago. This is what you're signing on to, what you're voting for if you vote for this. Section 3. Now, it goes, here's added language. Verifying applicants for public benefits and violation classification, citizen suits, etc. An agency of this state and all of its political subdivisions, including local governments that are responsible for the administration of state and local public benefits that are not federally mandated, shall do all of the following. And you go down to 3. Refuse to accept any identification card issued by the state or any political subdivision of the state, including a driver's license, to establish identity or determine eligibility for those benefits unless, now they're saying you can't accept a driver's license unless the issuing authority, being DMV, has verified the immigration status of the applicant. Now, you used to be director of DMV, were you not?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now to do this, what you're saying is that you are not going to, the driver's license to get this benefit is not going to be any good unless you as director of DMV, whoever the director is now, has taken the opportunity to verify the immigration status of this individual getting the driver's license. And when we come back, you're going to go ahead and tell us how you're going to do that.
Okay, and I'll save you the effort. They do it through the federal government. This is what was going on. And this whole thing, this is, you know, in the archive forever and always. I knew what they were doing. He used to be director of the DMV. This, all this immigration and stuff that you've been hearing around the country, all of it is all crap. They don't care. They're not on the border. That is not what this is about. Wake up, you people. Okay? This is, I go down to the border in Naco, Arizona, and Naco, Mexico. It's a border town there. And they put like a wall, a steel wall between it. It was old aircraft landing helicopters, steel grated pads for landing in the jungle stuff, surplus from Vietnam. They put this big steel thing. Ooh, and you get up close. Ooh, look at the steel. And it goes just far enough to the left and right to make it look like it goes. And it's less than a mile long. I go to the end of that wall, and I have a friend of mine hold a video camera, and I step and I go, I'm in Mexico, I'm in the U.S. I'm in Mexico, I'm in the U.S. I mean, what a joke. This is all for TV. This is all programming. I think they call it TV programming. You're being programmed, and you're begging for it. We need to get them. You know, I'll carry my card. I feel so good I got my national ID card. Oh! I don't know what your thoughts, Sheila.
Well, I'm the perennial enemy of all things national ID. So whatever form it morphs into and mutates into, we're always seeming to deal with it these days.
Well, what started Beat the Chip? I mean, what was your, you know, motivation in the beginning?
Oh, wow. I have to inform the listeners that I wasn't always a civil liberties activist or blogger. I started out as an impeachment activist and an anti-war activist. And I was doing whatever I could on the ground to support the impeachment movement because Bush was committed to a lot of crimes against humanity in the name of the American people. And when the torture bomb hit for the first time, in mid-2006 in the summer, I think that really launched my journey into this type of work. So I was pursuing this, and the impeachment thing was kind of like on the down. It was moving into the election cycle. So instead of prosecuting George Bush, I think what was going to happen was that we were going to just elect a different president.
Well, this is, you know, this is a good way place to stop. We'll come back and go ahead and start up with, here's a young woman. It's an activist. Government's gotten too big. They're doing bad stuff. I'm doing something. I know he's bad. Bad, 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 bad. Let's do something about the bad guy. And then, you know, it evolves into what? You start to see that it's much larger than any individual. And that's what we're showing. We'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, and Sheila Dean from BeatTheChip.org.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, you just got time to say your prayers while you're waiting for the hammer to fall. This is, ooh, here it comes. I mean, you know, people want to call in, you know, bring game, because it's 1-800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You can tell me how it's good. It's good. It's good. It's so, we need to give up our privacy and have our papers, please, and everything so we can get rid of them damn immigrants. Okay, you can tell me all about it. Bring it on. Bring game, because you better have. I warn you right up front. A gentleman called me this morning wanting to talk to. We need a constitutional, you know, immigration kind of somebody, sheriff. Which one is that? I'm going Constitution. They all say Constitution. We got Sheriff Mack from here. He's, you know, a pretty good guy. He ran as a libertarian. You know, in fact, against John Kyle in the last Senate election in, I think it was 06. Then we have Sheriff Arpaio. Everybody, oh, yeah, he's screaming Constitution all the time. He's going to get them immigrants and so on. He don't care about Constitution. Then you have Babu, which is Pinal County. He's big against photo radar and video surveillance and all that kind of stuff, but he kind of fuzzy on some other stuff. So I'm like, you know, could you just say Constitutional Sheriff of Arizona? Which one's that? I mean, define your terms. What are you talking about? What is it you want to accomplish? What are you trying to do? So we had a conversation, and it goes down to this. I'm going, look, they're talking, well, we're going to do oath of office arrest and this and that. And I'm going, you draw your sword on the king's man, guess what happens? Let me tell you what happens. You get punished. Well, this is one thing that I shared with him, I'll share with you. If you come out against them, me, anybody, you know, you go, it's like wrestling, you know, a high school wrestler, man. You go in, I got to move. I'm going to do a single leg takedown. I'm going to double leg. I'm going to this. I'm going to fireman's carry. Boom. There is a counter to it. Everything you do, there is a counter, and there's a counter to that counter, and a counter to that counter's counter, and a counter. But I learned in high school in varsity wrestling, if you could go three deep, usually they're standing there. Oh, I didn't know that there, you know, I'm, you know, they get, you do say, oh, I know the counter. Okay. I know the counter to that. Oh, I remember we practiced a counter to that, but you go three deep, they got nothing. You're dealing with government, they got one. They go, oh, yeah, we know what the counter of that is, force, boom. So you come back, aha, we got videotape, we did that. They go, oh, yeah, well, more force, boom. Threaten you a bigger thing. Then you got something else. They start public opinion turns against them and everything, and the government, they're like, we didn't have a third move. They don't think that way. They're just, you know, force is enough. You know, 600-pound gorilla thing, boom, I win. There's some argument here. That's why I deal on a long-term basis. I deal on a fundamental understanding of right and wrong. That's why I argue this stuff from a principled standpoint. So you come at me, and I'm telling you, that's why I don't take a lot of callers. It's not because of me. It's out of consideration to you. I'm just like, if you guys want to play, let's play. And I'm in the mood today. All right. Now, first, we got some callers starting to line up. We'll get to you in just a second. I want to give Sheila an opportunity to finish her story. She started, you know, started having the torture thing. Bush is bad. The government, all these wars and so on. I'm in impeachment. I'm getting to be active. I'm learning. I'm starting to find out. Wait. This is much bigger. They're, you know, we're cattle. We're getting numbered and starts beatthechip.org and take it from there, Sheila. Yeah. Go.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what happened. You started peeling the layers of the rotten old onion, and you discover that there is a lot more going on with the government that's actually been going on for a really long time, as long as I've been alive, really. And it has a lot to do with the military-industrial complex and the way that government is business in this country. And so this goes back to a lot of the policies we have to sustain everything. And when I say everything that requires a public-private contract where we are required to pay the government to support corporate entities that make money exclusively on the tax dollar. So these are corporate welfare systems. If it was in an individual that had a no-bid contract with the government, it would look like somebody who went down and got welfare. But they wouldn't even get as good of a cut as these guys are getting. These are fat cats who want to legislate horrible, non-working or barely working technologies. I'll start with E-Verify because over half the systems dispatched over the state of Arizona come from a manufacturer or a seller in Arizona. Now, I don't have the name of that person in front of me right now, but E-Verify is a system that's failed about 50% of the time. So for their bid to catch the illegal guy or the alien, it didn't work. But you know who they're catching? They're catching you. And that's the issue. They want critical mass. They want as many cattle head as they can get. And they can do it because they can legislate the technology. If they can get the U.S. government entities, states, local governments to buy their crappy technologies and get you to pay for them, it doesn't come out of the public pocket. So that's really what this is about.
Okay, wait. What you're saying is E-Verify and a lot of these other things are going to be, you know, the employer pays for the service to go get a job. You got to pay a fee to get your clearance. And it's not like a government taxpayer-funded thing. You go, look, it's not going to affect your deficit or anything. Don't worry about it. It's self-funding. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think that's what I'm saying. I think what it is that the government elicits this mandate. You must go down and buy this technology. You must go down and buy this widget. In the case of the Charles Schumer and Lindsey Graham initiative getting pushed as comprehensive immigration reform, everybody's pretty up in arms. There's been a lot of news about that lately. Lindsey Graham and Charles Schumer got together and hatched this idea last summer that they were going to push out an American worker biometric ID card to catch the illegal immigrant.
Wow.
Unfortunately, it's always the illegal. But you know what? You're the one who always gets caught.
Yeah, they're the ones that don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they don't have to get the, they're illegal. You know, it's like getting a permit to buy a gun. You know, a permit to work. I tell you, I was a restaurant owner, all right, for years. I worked in the restaurant industry for, heck, most of my adult life. Built a restaurant. My kids, I took them out of school to dig, the ditches for the plumbing and everything just so they knew what ditch digging was. Take them out of private school. They go, well, they're ditch digging. They're learning why they're going to be in school. They go, good idea. So they do this. You know, we build this thing up from nothing and everything. They see who I hire and how and why and everything. And in the I-9 form, it says, under penalty of perjury, you have examined the documents and they appear to be genuine to you. And that this individual has a right to work. A right to – here, fog this mirror. You got a right to work. What the heck does that mean? You know, I go to a third party, a central plan in Washington, no less. Oh, and hopefully it's open that I can do this. I go and get their permission to whether I can go into a voluntary contract with another adult human being. And I'm going, no, I don't care. I've been very clear on this. Whether I hire somebody or not has nothing to do with what the federal government says or any government. I'm in a voluntary country. So this at a fundamental level, you mean you would violate immigration law? Hell yeah. Because I am not bound by this concept that I got to go get permission from someone to voluntarily interact with another human being. That is the fundamental problem. That right there. You want to stop immigration? Get your butt on the border and stop it. You know, I am not going to put somebody through a grill of a government and a database and all this stuff. I've already freed my mind a long time ago. So when they start putting all that, well, it's another law. I got another one here. They're just, and this is the legislation as it is right now. They're voting on it today. Okay?
Yeah.
Today. Except as provided in federal law. You know, federal law, this is a state law they're doing. Officials or agencies of this state and counties, cities, towns, and other political subdivisions of this state may not be prohibited in any way for restricting from sending, receiving, or maintaining information relating to the immigration status of any individual or exchanging that information with any other federal, state, or local government entity for the following official purposes, which is basically, you know, we can find out anything we want about anybody. National database. This is it. And they had real ID that came here to Arizona, and Janet Napolitano, Homeland Security, when she was governor, vetoed it. Okay, now think about this. Oh, yay, she didn't sign it. Oh, real ID is dead. Oh, we're not going to. Oh, that was so great for the Democrats. Isn't she nice? No. What the reason she did that is they had already just passed it. It was called the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative. And this whole thing, it already made your Arizona driver's license a passport to Central America, North America, South America. It's called the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative. It already was the real ID. It's all fake. It's all a lie to everybody. And let's see what Mike in Kentucky has to say about it. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I'd call in about the chips. I think they're almost obsolete, you know, the type of injectable chips that you guys were talking about and RFIDs for the passports and things. As more and more people economically are corralled into carrying around what amounts to a ubiquitous ankle bracelet known as their cell phone, you only have to say about 5 to 7 words. And the computer's monitoring the audio on the microphones key onto your voice print. And so even if you don't carry a cell phone with you, you walk into the room with somebody that has one, and within a very few seconds, the audio can be flagged and routed to know where you're at if they're tracking you. I have direct evidence of that.
Do you know where people can find this factual information, if it is in fact?
I have been harassed. I consider it harassed electronically. I run a small business, and on my fax line for over 4 years, the audio from various cell phones that's part of this domestic spy program has ended up being routed to my fax line. I've complain. I mean, any lawyer that wants to subpoena my phone records, I called like 3 years ago the first time to report the trouble, and it's still going on. They've tried to fix it, I think, a little bit because the audio is not coming onto the phone line as often, but I'm still getting my fax line.
Okay, now what Sheila needs is what you're talking about is access to cell signals that they are able to do voice print on you. And that's what she's interested in. Do you know where she can get information on
there's
that?
There's commercially available software that can do this now. All you have to do is look at what's available commercially. And
well, give her a phrase. Give her a Google name. Well, give her something.
Bandwidth bandits. Telephone issues is a video that you can watch. The second the last 5 minutes of it, you can hear the audio from a cell phone where a mother is, and it's just a. And I've talked to numerous people on this when it happens. I figured out finally that I could get their phone number by dialing *69 whenever this occurred. And I've talked to numerous people. I've had some people that tried to get me interviewed with some big. Radio personalities, but I don't think, you know, the government doesn't want it talked about. They want it to remain ubiquitous because once
will stay ubiquitous, Mike, as long as you don't have facts. There's always a paper trail for the contracts. Now, what you're talking about may or may not be true.
Oh, no, I'm sure it is.
It is true.
I'm sure it probably is true, but what you need to do
is get information.
Who the contractor is. And who they made the deal with in Congress?
The Electronic Frontier found the electronic.
Is it a DHS contract? Who owns the rights to the technology? Who are they selling it to?
The Electronic Frontier.
Where is it dispatched into?
Okay, he's trying to tell you. You could call the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and I know these guys. I've had them on the radio before. I know they're libertarian oriented individuals, and I'll have them come on. We can talk about this if they know more about it.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation and the ACLU both have parallel lawsuits on this right now, so they've got information there, but they're not interested in talking to me. I've tried to talk to them. I've tried to say, look, I've got these. I've called news producers live while this is happening, and I said, hey, you can hear this guy. He's walking around on a construction site, right? I've called numerous witnesses because I have a phone that has conference calling on it. I can conference in the other line when this has been happening. So I've got numerous witnesses to it.
Well, crosstalk and stuff like that is, I mean.
It's not crosstalk. How could it be crosstalk if the phone is on the hook and you can call them back and tell them what they've been doing? It's not crosstalk. I had a woman the other day, Sunday morning, I was in my office when I normally am not in here, and it happened.
Okay, what happened? Are they surveilling you, or are you just picking up somebody else's cell phone?
Well, I've had two different brands of fax, a Xerox and a Lexmark.
I don't care. Answer the question. Do you have somebody that's surveilling you you're hearing, or are you just hearing somebody else's conversation?
The phone will ring perpetually, and my fax will not answer it. That's when I know this is happening.
Okay,
and
got
so
it.
So I pick up the phone, and I hear the audio.
Got it.
There's been people in very quiet environments, like a janitor going to the bathroom.
No, I get it. I understand. Thanks for the call, Mike. It's a good thing for us to go ahead and start to pursue. Now, Sheila, I am of the opinion that this is, I mean, if you can think it, it's everybody goes to me and they say, Ernie, do you believe in this conspiracy? This conspiracy, de la, whatever it is, fill in the blank. And my answer is always the same. I don't know. Can the government accomplish that thing that you're talking about? Can they physically do it? Can they technologically do it to maintain and enhance their power and scope and influence over your social and economic life? Yes or no? Yes, they can. Then they are. Okay? There's some moral hurdle they need to go over. They go, oh, we wouldn't do that. That'd be wrong. No, if they can, they are. And I'll give you an example so you'll understand what he's talking about. In the movie Batman, okay, the last episode, I think it was, where, yeah, the Joker, okay, they couldn't find him. They couldn't find him. So what'd they do? They took and made every cell phone in Gotham, in the city, open the mic listening for the guy's voice, okay, and it tracked it. They go, oh, there it is. There it is. And they zeroed in on it. Remember, the Morgan Freeman character is like, hey, man, I quit after this. You got to blow this thing up, so I'm not doing this. That's exactly what they were doing. They're tracking a voice, find it, located it, boom, got it. They turn every phone into a sono thing, like a bat. So I'm going, this is going on right now in the name of immigration.